Thank you, Mr. Wes Tuttle. Played How Great Thou Art. And just want to say to everyone that is here this afternoon, this Saturday afternoon, for the celebration of the honorable promotion of Maxine Evans. I am so sorry that I cannot be there with you. I am so thankful, though, that Tom and Melinda have asked me to make this tape so that I could be a part of this celebration, because I think that's what Maxine wanted, and I'm just so happy to be a part of all of this. It is a promotion, yet we are sorrowful, but our sorrow is tempered with joy of knowing that Maxine is in heaven, home with the Lord. She's now united with her Savior. And that's a wonderful thing. That's kind of, that tempers our sorrow in that respect. We will miss Maxine. Miss her dearly. But our thanking is given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ when he left earth. Let me share this story with you from the Bible. Gospel of John. Jesus Christ, as God, came out of heaven, out of his love. He came down to earth. He left God the Father, as it were, came down to earth, and became a member of the human race. And people, he did this to die on the cross, bearing the judgment for all the sins of the world. Every one of you that are there. Whether you believe this or not, he died taking your sins upon himself on the cross, making the only issue between you and God and eternal life is Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Trust him. Trust his love. Then, when his work was completed, when Christ was crucified, buried, 3 days and three nights later, rose from the dead, he then ascended into heaven, back to the Father. He departed out of this world to be with the Father. Out of his love for us, he came to the earth. Out of his love for the Father, he departed and returned to God the Father. Now here's the problem. His disciples were left behind, and they were in fear. They were in worry. They were uncertain about their own future. With his departure, the departure of one whom they loved, and he's now gone. Jesus said to them in John 14, I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world, which I love. I am leaving the world, going back to the Father, out of love for the Father. And then he says something important, people. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced. Listen to that now. If you disciples had really loved me, you would rejoice that I am gone to be with the Father. People, we loved Maxine. I had the privilege, coming up to New Hampshire, spending time going over to her apartment, spend time talking with her. Maxine, for several years, has listened to our teaching of our church, my teaching from Dallas. And I would get notes and cards just thanking for it, for them. So what I'm saying here is that we loved Maxine. Therefore, if we truly loved her, we rejoice at her going home to be with God the Father. For God the Father, or God the Son, has came and departed. He went back to God the Father. So Maxine has departed. to go to God the Father, Jesus Christ. She followed Him as Savior. Now she follows Him in death. Our hope, our confidence, is that right now, Maxine is enjoying being with God the Father and with Jesus Christ and with many loved ones. Therefore, we do not sorrow as the world who has no hope. But we sorrow in missing her, but we rejoice that she's home with the Lord. We follow Christ in our life. We follow Him in death. Since you loved her, since you loved Maxine, Melinda, and Tom, and Ashley, and Brittany, Maxine's sisters, so many of you that loved her, knew her, you rejoice she's home with the Father now. That's why I start off by saying I'm here to celebrate a victory with you. For Maxine Evans has been promoted to be face-to-face with the Lord. Some of you may be startled. I call this a victory, a celebration. But God lets us know that this is indeed a celebration. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "But when this perishable," that's our body, "will it put on the imperishable," that's the resurrected body, "and this mortal will have put on immortality," never die, "then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." And so this is a victory. It's a wonderful victory. I know some of you sorrow, or sisters, but if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're gonna be with Maxine forever and ever. And so it is tempered with a joy. It is tempered with a joy that knowing she's with the Lord. What we're doing when we have funerals and we have memorials, this came from a very ancient custom where after a battle, some orator would go to the battlefield or into the city, and he would give a speech dealing with the significance of the battle or the lives of those who were in the battle, of the victory or the defeat of the battle. And this was his custom. I want to look for a moment at the significance of Maxine's life. We could be here a long time. For the psalmist writes, "Precious are the memories of the saints." And so every one of you have fragrance of memories, I like to call them. Fragrance of memories in your soul about Maxine. Melinda, my mother went on to be with the Lord about a year or two years ago. I did the service, and I told them that it was the easiest. I said it was the most difficult service for me to do, and at the same time, it was the most pleasurable service for me to do, was to do the service for my own mother, because I miss her so much, but I rejoiced in that she was home with the Lord. And that's what we have here. Now, one of the most remarkable things about Maxine, I want you to think about this in regard to her life. The century that she lived in, almost all of her life, more changes in science, medicine, travel, communications, 2 world wars, national depression, on and on and on. All through her life, the world was changing around her, but not Maxine. She continued to love her children. She continued in that momentum of her life. Maxine has been a real blessing in my life. I mean me, Herman. She listened to the tapes, the studies of the Bible, and sent me a card thanking me for them. And I know that she has been a blessing and encouragement to many of you. To her daughter, Melinda. To her son-in-law, Tom. And her very lovely grandchildren, Ashley and Brittany. She's been a wonderful encouragement to so many. How can we do anything but rejoice that she is home with the Lord? Maxine was so ready to leave this old body and be with the Lord in a new body. Death to us sounds like such a bad, sorrowful word, a final word. But the truth is, it's not a final word at all. Where is Maxine right now? She's in heaven. Is that bad? Is that unfortunate? However the age that someone dies, is it unfortunate? Is that really sad? Let me ask you a question. Would Maxine want to come back if she could? And I want to tell you, no, she wouldn't. She would not come back even if she could. Would you wish her back? No. She's in a place that's no more sorrow. She is with Jesus Christ and God the Father. She is in a place where she will never grow old again. She is in a place where she will be reunited with all family and friends who are believers in Christ. So we think in death in terms of this world, but what I'd like you to do today, think in terms of heaven and eternity. And then it becomes what? A word of joy, not fear. A word of rejoicing, not sadness. Maxine is in a far greater place than this old world of ours. She would not come back if she could. And we do not want her to come back. We want to go there. I don't want Maxine to come back here. I want to go there. And I will go there, and so will you. You believe in Christ. So she's home. And what's so bad about being home? I'd like to close, as the ancient orator would, with a challenge in regard to the battle that had just been fought. So I'd like to close with a challenge in regard to Maxine, and one that I know Maxine would want me to say and want me to have spoken to you in regard to her life, in regard to her death. Now, there are some young people here. I know I'm not there with you, but I know there are at least two, Brittany and Ashley. And I'm sending for all of you, if you want it, but mainly, but for the young people, I'm going to send you a little card that Tom and Melinda will have if you want a copy. And I encourage you to take it. Put it in your purse. Put it in a book somewhere. The title of it is, I didn't write this. Linda Ellis wrote this. The title that I'm getting ready to read to you is called The Dash. D-A-S-H. I read of a reverend who stood to speak at the funeral of his friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of her birth and spoke of the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that lifeline is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we lived and loved and how we spent our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left. You could be near the end of your dash range. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel. And be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy's being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? So I encourage all the young people, Ashley, Brittany, and all the young people there, and every one of you that would like to have one, to take one of these, just put it in your Bible, and carry it around. I know how Maxine would have me in this celebration, and that is with the challenge of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you might be there today and asking yourself, well, what's so special about Jesus Christ? What about Muhammad? What about Buddha? What about all the other things? What's so special about this man, Jesus? Well, I'm going to give you the answer to that. First of all, Jesus is the Son of God. He is the only one that God sent into the world to save us from our sins. Jesus Christ is not in a grave. He is risen. All these others, Muhammad, everybody else is still in a grave, but not Jesus Christ. He has risen. He is home in heaven waiting for us. And he answers the questions about life and death. Christ offers rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am honorable and gracious in soul, and you shall find rest for your soul. Christ offers peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your soul be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Christ offers eternal life. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So, if you haven't believed in Jesus Christ, please consider it. Please consider it. Heaven is not just a place. Heaven is a person. It's being with Jesus Christ, God the Father, and with all other believers. I encourage you to believe in Jesus Christ. Simple faith in the person of Christ, that He's your Savior, and you'll be saved. I like the way the great American, or one of our forefathers, Patrick Henry, put it. He said, I heartily lament my death, so far as it is rational to lament the exchange of a bad world for one where sorrow never enters. And so this is a picture of what we have here. So I encourage you, Maxine encourages you to believe in Christ, and if you have believed in Christ, to consider how you're using your dash, how you're living your life, in your marriage, in your single life, in all areas of your life, your church, so many things. Melinda, Tom, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm in prayer for Maxine's sisters who are there, and the family, and the friends. It's a real privilege for me to do this. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, first of all, we just praise you for your sensitivity to us. You know, Father, that when we lose someone that we love in death, that we would tend to be in fear and wonder and worry, miss them, cry. And so you gave us the assurance of where they are. You gave us the assurance that in Christ they are home with you. What a sensitive God you are. What a compassionate God you are to do this. And we praise you for it. And we praise you for providing the way that this peace comes over us through the person and work of Christ on the cross and the resurrection. We praise you, Heavenly Father, that we wait for that day when we'll all be resurrected. We'll all be together for all eternity, never to die again. Father, just thank you for this day. Let our mourning be turned to rejoicing. Let our sorrow be tempered with joy as we talk about the memories and the fun that we had with Maxine, forgetting any negatives, rejoicing in the good. We praise you, Father, and I pray now that you'll be with her family, with Melinda and Tom, Brittany and Ashley, her sisters, other family members that are there and friends. Give them this joy and this peace, this assurance of where Maxine is. Praise you, Heavenly Father, in your Son's precious name. Amen.